Justin Gilbert, Joe Haight, Two Corners in Cleveland. How's it going?
It's going good. Going good, bro.
How is he?
He's doing good, man.
Now, don't say that just because he's standing there.
I'm not. I tell him the honest truth, man. He's super athletic, what I expected. When I was at the combine, me and you watching him, that's all we saw. Same thing transferred to the field.
How's he?
Great.
Is he what you thought he was?
Oh, he is.
Yeah? All of that?
He's a great leader, a great guy to look up to, and I'm learning a lot from him so far.
Give me one thing you've learned from him.
Just to come to work every day ready, every day. He's a yes sir, no sir guy. Takes his job serious and great guy to be around. Same attitude every day.
You do know he's a lockdown. That means he's gone with the opposing team's best receiver. Mm-hmm. So you going to the other guy. You do know he has a reputation.
Yeah.
He puts it down. So you do know that ball is coming to you.
I know it's coming.
It's coming.
I love it. I want it to come too.
It's going. No.
Try to stop it.
You don't have to worry about that. It's going to come. Yeah. But can you handle it? If they get you, because they're going to get you, can you bounce back? Because the best attribute as a cornerback is to just forget.
Yeah, I think you got to have a short-term memory when it comes to stuff like that. You give up a big play, bounce right back, and you get a big play. So that's the thing I go into a game with. If something happened to me, then I say in my head that I'm going to make a big play and make everybody forget about that bad play that I had.
Justin Gilbert finds himself in an ideal situation getting mentored by Pro Bowl cornerback Joe Haight and Hall of Famer Deion Sanders, who shared some knowledge with the rookie. Now all that is left for Gilbert to do is perform on Sundays. The defensive back out of Oklahoma State has now transitioned to life in the pros and plans on building off of his taste of game action he has experienced.
It happened kind of fast, but once I got in my first game, everything kind of slowed down after my first play. I made a tackle, and it kind of sank in. I just wanted to get that first play out of the way and then just go on from there.
Studying film is a key component when it comes to success in the NFL. Unlike college, where the primary purpose is education, then football, Gilbert knows his place of employment is now an around-the-clock job.
It's a lot different from college because 24/7 is football, football, football. And in college, you had schoolwork to worry about, but in the NFL, the playbook is your schoolwork. So 24/7 is nothing but football. So you got to go in every game with that mentality. Like that big game in your college career, every game is a big game here, and every receiver is one of the best receivers in the league. So, I mean, you just got to have that passion in yourself to play big in each and every ball game and practice every play like you're playing in a real game so you'll be prepared for that game.
Having Joe Haight as a resource both on and off the field can only help Justin Gilbert's growth process.
He's helped me a lot with technique things to the playbook, off the field and the meeting rooms. Knowing to be on time where I'm supposed to be and act like a rookie and play like a Brown. So he's been very helpful.
Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Haight, and he's in, touchdown!
Try to set a couple of goals here every now and then, like a number of picks that I want to get in the season or so many tackles or PBUs. So I always try to go into a game with a number and try to reach that number. If I don't reach it, I try to, like, get over that number the next game or the next game after that. So just to continue to try to get better each and every day. On the field, I may be the most passionate person to ever play this game because when I'm out there in between those white lines, there's nothing I love doing better than making a big play for a team. For me, it's just a dream that I've always wanted to live, and now I'm living it.
Building the Browns is a process. It is one day at a time, one player at a time. It is a collaborative effort between head coach Mike Pettine and general manager Ray Farmer to put the best product on the field. The final dress rehearsal is a little over half an hour away, and Farmer and Pettine will have many decisions to make, trimming the active roster down to 53. Players will leave it all on the line for the chance at being here September 7th, when Cleveland opens up the regular season at Pittsburgh.